In writing, Matthew.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did read that. I'm sure you wouldn't indulge me for a second. I'm sorry.
Go on.
Matthew.
Thank you. It just quickly refers back to one of the things that Mr. Dodds was muttering about. I've been coming into multiple email threads with him and Councillor Jones Evans. I think, Andrew, I think you've been coming in as well. But it's about the harbour walls, of course. But one place in particular that there's a bit of confusion over, which isn't in my ward, it's on the west side of the harbour, directly outside the Bargemen Express, where you can see, obviously, the wall is deteriorating quite severely. But the highway is also deteriorating quite severely. Now, I understand that the highway isn't part of the harbour estate. If it isn't, do we know whether it is part of the highway network, if it's on the network? I would think so,
but we can quickly check.
Because if it is, there appears to be quite a significant structural issue there. Now, whether it's caused by the harbour wall, whether it's the road structure, I don't know. But it does look like something that's going to get worse quite quickly, I would think.
So we're looking at the harbour wall road.
Yeah, outside the bars, it's a little London, isn't it?
Yeah. Just in relation to that section of wall, Highland Roads have previously been in contact with us to ascertain our plans in terms of either repairing or reconstructing that section of wall so they can reconstruct that section of road by parallel with that. That's not part of the urgent works which we're seeking regarding the agency approval for at the moment, which can take the contracts will be subject to that permission. That forms part of the next stage of works that isn't currently funded. What I can advise is Island Road will be replacing the safety railings, which in terms of safety railings, it's machine track which is along there. They will be replacing that at the end of January and February with some more suitable safety railings, which will be continuous between the flats and the other side of the carriageway. They'll be continuous with no brakes for access, and accordingly we are removing the vessels which are on the logs that are all in conjunction with owners. So if there are plans to immediately address that section of the road rather than to replace the railings, it is our approach responsibility. And they do want to go ahead and do that, but they don't want to do it in the last and not being prepared or reconstructed.
Okay. So I guess in that respect, the money that they've got allocated for that will sit there until such time as the it won't be lost in that.
They will get the money to do it, won't they, one way or the other? Okay. I think that seems to be about it. Thank you so much for attending, Madam, gentlemen. Thank you.